Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Hibernation. Good morning. Adventures in Creation will be very cold today as we learn about hibernation. From Job 4:13, it says, when deep sleeps fall. God gave many animals a wonderful way to live through cold winters called hibernation. It is an inactive sleep state that some animals enter during the winter. This protects them from the cold and the need of food. The animal's body temperature lowers and their breathing and heartbeat also slow down. Warm-blooded hibernators include birds like nighthawks and swifts, mammals such as bats, chipmunks, and ground squirrels, hogs, bears, raccoons, porcupines, and even hedgehogs. Most of these animals eat large amounts of food in the fall to build up body fat. They do not sleep through the entire winter, but alternate with periods of wakefulness. Some even store food in their caves, dens, or burrows to eat when awake. Bears do sleep a long time, and females have their babies every other year during this time. Cold-blooded animals like frogs, toads, reptiles like lizards and snakes and turtles also hibernate. Butterflies spin their cocoon and then sleep until hibernation is over. The groundhog is one of our most famous hibernators. On February 2nd, in the town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, a groundhog is brought out of its hole in the ground where it has been sleeping all winter. If it sees its shadow, 6 more weeks until spring. If it doesn't see its shadow, 6 more weeks of winter. It is televised all over the world and people cheer for either way. In Roan Mountain, there is a woman who has devoted her life to taking in rescued animals. She had an injured groundhog who had been hit by a car. She nursed him back to health after his teeth, very important for a groundhog, were pushed into his mouth in a car accident. This precious animal was taken to Raleigh, North Carolina, to predict more winter versus spring is near. His name was Raleigh. He and Punxsutawney Phil never agreed. Hibernation is given to many plants and animals by God. Even seeds can freeze totally in many cold places, but come back to life in warmer weather. Thank you, God, for hibernation. Many animals survive because of this special feature you gave them for a cold winter. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.